This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A man was pulled from the rubble of a destroyed building in the city of Antakya on Wednesday, more than 228 hours after a deadly earthquake hit southern Turkey and Syria. The combined death toll in Turkey and Syria has climbed to more than 41,000, and millions need humanitarian aid, with many survivors having been left homeless in near-freezing winter temperatures. The focus has shifted to supporting survivors of the earthquake, and rescues from the rubble have become few and far between. The Western Military Alliance, NATO, says countries are ramping up the production of artillery munitions on worries that Ukraine is burning through shells much faster than the West can make them. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
It comes as Russia claims its forces have broken through two Ukrainian defensive lines on the Eastern Front, and Kyiv describing conditions there as difficult. After a two-day meeting of alliance defense ministers in Brussels, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the new support for Ukraine and said time was of the essence. Even before Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th last year, many NATO countries had fallen short of meeting the alliance's munitions stockpiling targets. The pace of deliveries to Ukraine has drained Western inventories even further.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. China says it will enact measures against U.S. entities related to the downing of a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of the eastern U.S. state of South Carolina. The foreign ministry spokesperson gave no details and did not identify the targets of the measures. China says the balloon was an unmanned weather ship that had blown off course. Since bringing down the balloon on February 4th, the United States has sanctioned six Chinese entities.